this shirt literally. Fuck the world, bro. You understand me? Ball smack top motherfucking soil super relicent out here. What the fuck I got to do out here to make it black open, and you are now experiencing the world famous Boss Man Podcast. Hey, RNS, y'all, RN motherfucking S. Yeah, today is a beautiful day. I'm happy as fuck to be up in here doing this. The ball smack topsoil came in solo this evening to bless y'all with high quality game to uplift the lane. It's hard to explain. I'm doing this, man. You know what I'm talking about. You know how we get down, we always come with the bomb agenda for ya. We always come with the niggas in the news, reader, listener, emails, and some good game for y'all niggas. Man. Brave. Crazy world right now. Crazy world right now. I hope everybody that's hearing my voice is doing good. I hope everybody is in good spirits. Niggas is doing all right. Niggas' mental health is good. I hope you're at peace. I hope you're increasing your substance, man. I hope God is blessing you out there, because shit is real and you know the motherfucking deal, nigga. The motherfucking president of the United States have coronavirus, and I just seen him with his motherfucking mask off looking pissed and shit. So let me told you what's going on out here. Nigga, you better be taking care of yourself and your peoples, man. Doing what's good for you. You understand me? Yeah. Ball smack topsoil here for y'all niggas, man. You know how we get down. All right. Our show is brought to you by Ball Smack Streetwear. Go through Ball Smack Streetwear. Cop you some Ball Smack Streetwear, because you know Ball Smack Streetwear is good for you, man. This is some new shit I got on right here. An Old Faithful, man. One of my original designs, but I put it on green. I got black ones like this. I think I got a gray one. I got to check the store. But I know I'm going to put this green one up there for you, man, because I just like this, man. You know, it's like the Mexican colors, man, and I fuck with Mexicans. Even though it's like beef with Mexicans, I fuck with Mexicans. It's so crazy, man. It's crazy out here. But I fuck with Mexicans, but we got beef with Mexicans. Brazy. But anyway, Ball Smack Streetwear, go through Ball Smack Streetwear and cop you some Ball Smack Streetwear right now, man. I'm telling you, man, look out for a real ass nigga, man. Help a nigga stay bubbling alive out here in this fucked up economy where coronavirus is breaking everybody down. Now, look. Also, the show, you could go and get some game, man, because I know a lot of y'all niggas is lacking game, and you need a lot of game. You can't control your bitches. It's hard out there on you, especially during these times with this coronavirus shit. Got bitches tripping, man. Can put a lot of pressure on you. I see a lot of niggas getting pressure put on them, man, by they bitches, man. This corona give you a lot of leverage to put a lot of pressure on the niggas, man. But anyway, if you need some game, get at the Boss Mac Topsoil, because you know the Boss Mac Topsoil can look at your shit like I was a coach floating up above, looking at these plays that the bitch is running on you, and I'll give you the detailed play to run on a bitch according to your situation that will get you them points. You understand me? And I ain't talking about just getting you no pussy, because I know a lot of these motherfuckers out here coaching you, and they're just getting some pussy. But I'm going to tell you, man, I think I'm more of a teach you how to go get some respect from a bitch, man, and have a really in your corner behind you, man, which is a lot more, take a lot more than just trying to get some pussy. But anyway, I ain't gonna get all into that right now. But if you need some game, you want to get a upper hand on the bitches in your life, holla at the Boss Mac Topsoil, nigga, and I help you out, nigga. Hourly rates, my nigga. Some niggas try to get at me for that half hour shit, and depending on how I'm feeling, I might take that little bit of change out your pocket, man. But you know what though, I noticed that good game, at minimum an hour of game, man, because like you lucky to even hear the Boss Mac Topsoil talk to you on the phone, man. Y'all niggas, that shit gonna go away in a little while, because it's a lot of y'all motherfuckers calling, man, and pretty soon the price gonna keep going up, and then I'm just gonna say fuck it, I don't even feel like doing this shit no more. And then the niggas who actually got to talk to me will be able to look back in their past and say, hey, I used to talk to the Boss Mac on the phone, and I'm not even fucking with you. Like I'm not even trying to make it sound like it's a big deal, but really it kind of is. It kind of is. I'm just saying, you know, I'm one of those great legendary guys, man, for real, bro, like in real life. And y'all blessed to get this game to be able to summon the Boss Mac, to talk to the Boss Mac, and have him. It's really a deal what I'm doing, man. It's like I'm blessing you, man. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like y'all niggas get to talk to like a religious holy figure, like a religious figure of real niggaism and game. Blessing you from a high place. Rare. I'm really for real. Like, I'm just saying. So take advantage of that while it's here. All right, y'all. Now, niggas in the news. Niggas in the motherfucking news. And the first nigga in the news is Donald motherfucking Trump with COVID-19. Unbelievable. The leader and chief of the nation caught slipping out there, catching the virus, trying to make it seem like he okay. 70 some years old, man, the hand of God is upon him. You understand me? I hope y'all understand this, what's happening. The hand of God is upon him. He can act like whatever. The hand of God is upon this nation. And I know y'all niggas is like, Boss Mac is on some religious bullshit, talking that shit. But man, I just, hey man, I'm umpire out here behind the plate looking at strikes and balls, bro. Pause. I'm looking at the pitches and the strikes right now. Let me tell you something, man. The hand of God is upon this nation. Our shit is some way out. This is some way out shit. I'm shocked and appalled daily at the shit I'm seeing, man. Hey, you know what? I hope y'all noticed this. I got my new espresso machine, man. You know, I had to break down and get an espresso machine, man. I've been on some bullshit for many years, going to Starbucks, the coffee shops every day, man. I done bought one of these motherfuckers at least 15 times, man. But you know, I went on and invested it. This the Brevo Express Pro. You hear me? This motherfucker probably was about, I think this motherfucker was like about 8 or 9. You know what I'm saying? It might as well be a rack. You feel me? This motherfucker make espresso better than at least, I'm going to say, I could name three espresso shops that this motherfucker is better than right now. Now, I know a lot of these motherfucking shops, man, they be having their machines, they be getting an expensive ass machine, right? And, you know, they like independent shop, so they get that machine, probably cost a couple racks. You feel me? Might have got it used or some type of shit. And then that motherfucker break. And that motherfucker got to get service. And then the espresso start tasting shitty. And then I can't fuck with your espresso. Then I can't fuck with your shop no more. Because your espresso tastes sour. You hear me? Starbucks never fall off because they corporate. So I be been fucking with. Anyway, I digress. Let me take it back. Yeah, man, our country, man, this shit is crazy, man. Donald Trump, man, I don't know, man. I hope he make it through this. I'm actually praying for a motherfucker because I feel like if a motherfucker die, he may get lifted up to like a deity level. He could be lifted up to like a godlike level out here. If he was to die right now or some shit. Oh my God, man. I think this motherfucker go up for show. I don't know what none of this shit mean, man. This shit so brazy, man. Then I see the motherfucker with no mask on looking at motherfucker. Leave the hospital, no mask on. Man, motherfucker's crazy. Drive by, driving around and shit, waving at motherfuckers with coronavirus, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit crazy, man. But anyway, he seemed like he gonna be all right, you know what I mean? He seemed like he gonna be all right. Niggas is driving around and shit. You feel me? Niggas is driving around, man. Waving at motherfuckers, man. Do the Secret Service motherfuckers got coronavirus too? Do everybody got it? Do everybody got that shit? Do the Secret Service motherfuckers? Do they got it too and shit? Yo, man, this shit crazy. All of us get it. Motherfuckers saying they'd die for him. Motherfuckers like, I'll die for Donald Trump. We in some other shit. We in a new space in the world right now. We in a new space, man. Oh, yeah. Another nigga in the news. Hey, yo, man. I want that 21 Savage album is fire. With the Morgan Freeman narration. That shit is dope. With the Morgan Freeman narration. That shit is dope. I don't have nothing to say about it. That shit is dope. I'm feeling it. I fuck with 21 Savage. Snitches and Rats is pretty dope. It's the whole shit is dope. I heard a couple whack songs. I ain't gonna lie, I did hear a couple whack songs, but for the most part, it's good vintage 21 Savage. You know, I appreciated it. I appreciated seeing him on Big Facts podcast too. Big Facts podcast is pretty dope too, man.
Denzel Washington have been a million niggas. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He done made a gazillion dollars being a million different people. I feel like the world need to look at rappers that same way.
Entertainment.
Like, all this shit just entertainment.
Facts.
Like, a lot of, most people who rapping a certain way, they not doing, like, I ain't doing shit. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't got nothing to do with no nothing. Mm-hmm. I just rap and feed my family. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't look at it like that, so they try and target you. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They try and target you.
Yeah.
When it's like, no, I'm Denzel Washington. Whenever right. You just do it, I'm right. Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
Treat me the same way.
Yeah.
When you see me, treat me like a successful black man. Don't treat me like no rapper.
I like that.
Yeah. That was pretty dope. Seeing him on there, that shit was lit. Yeah. Also, another nigga in the news. Black China. Shout out to Black China. Black China walks off of the No Jumper podcast.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Have you spoken to Soulja Boy recently?
No, you?
No, actually. His old number doesn't work anymore. I've been really wondering what's going on with him.
Okay.
So you guys had like a thing about a year ago. Would you ever consider doing music with him?
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what?
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
The Soulja Boy question?
No, it's just like you keep like being weird.
But you know, this is what the people want to hear about, you know?
Nah, but it's just weird. I'm out.
Okay. Damn. Appreciate you, Black China. Damn. Couldn't get the Soulja Boy question through.
Side note, you know the Boss Mac Topsoil got a Black China song that's on the new Boss Mac EP. I forgot to shout that out. You know Boss Mac dropped the EP of music on Spotify, iTunes, all streaming platforms. It ain't on Pandora yet. It got to get to Pandora, but it's okay, man. It's a okay. Hey, look. You can ride around on that shit, and you can sing along to that shit, man. That's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to make some singing where you could just put that on, and you could just learn the songs quick, and they simple, and you could get your it help you get your Mac energy on, like you know, it's inspirational player music. You know what I'm saying? For putting you in the mind frame of bitches. It ain't no negative lyrics of nothing bad. It's just good. I digress. Let me go back to what I was saying. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I done hyped up my project so much that I forgot the nigga. Black China. Because I got a Black China cut. Black China on No Jumper walks out on Adam. After Adam press her, Adam continuously pressing a bitch about the nigga she fuck with. Now I know Adam know that the bitch be selling her girlfriend, like she'll be, I know he know about her selling her girlfriend status, so that's like, everybody know that shit. You could be her girlfriend. I wonder how much it costs, but you could be her girlfriend for a little while and it bump up your image, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, Black China walk out on him. Now, that's interesting because, see, I noticed that I got to bring in one. I'm going to bring in my people's, man. I got one of my people's, Aaron, man, a BMX motherfucker, Long Beach BMX motherfucker. I'm going to bring that motherfucker in here, and I'm going to have him speak on Adam. He got some type of, he knows some stuff about Adam. I don't know. Look, man. Adam. See, that's the second real bitch that done got up and left out of his thing. That's the second real ass bitch now. So what's her name? That bitch, Cuban Savage. Cuban Savage. Now you know Cuban Savage.
Hey, guess what?
Yeah, what?
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah.
The Soulja Boy question?
No, it's just like you keep like being weird.
But you know, this is what the people want to hear about, you know?
Nah, but it's just weird. I'm out.
Okay. Damn.
We done.
We're done?
Yeah.
You're taking the headphones off? Why?
We done.
You don't like that song? Is she really going to leave? Is this a real walkout? Because now we get the title that Cuban Doll walks out of the No Jumper interview. Ooh, it's going down. You mad at me?
Savage is a real ass bitch. And she got up and walked out of his shit. And then for Black China to do that, see, that's like, it's something there. That's telling you something, man. When you repost, when you repost a real ass bitch like that, it's something there, man. It's something there, man. I keep my eye on motherfuckers who repost real bitches, man, because that be meaning something, man. It's something there, man. You got to keep your eye on that, man. You know what I'm saying? Always keep an eye on that, man. When a lot of y'all niggas out there, man, when y'all be doing shit with bitches, man, and y'all niggas be... A lot of young niggas, man, when y'all be chilling with bitches and shit, keep your eye on that. Be watching, man, for niggas around you that be reposting bitches, man, because you don't want to fuck with them niggas, man. Niggas that repost bitches, you don't want to fuck with them niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want them around when you doing your thing, man. I'm telling you, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what that is, man. It's good. It's good for his ratings. Them some $1 million. Some million view episodes, man. But that means something, man. That's an energy and that's some type of sucker energy that the bitches is picking up on. It's a sucker energy that they pick up on and repulse. It repulse a real bitch. You gotta pay attention to that. Let me told you, man. Alright. Let me see. I ain't even looking at my notes, man. I gotta be looking at my notes so I could keep track and not get off track, man, and stay focused. But another nigga in the motherfucking nose. Let me talk about power, man, because I got motherfuckers sending me motherfucking text messages, Cash App and shit about power, man. Let me tell you, man. Power did the mid-season finale or some type of shit, man. I don't know what the fuck that is. I guess it's not gonna be no more till December. What's this like? We in October and shit. All right, man, Power episode, the ball smack, took a close look, recapping, looking at it, was real excited. I saw, man, this, I'm enjoying the little bright bursts of writing that's within this episode, within this installment with Mary in there, man. And I really like Mary's engagement with the police officer detective, man. And I got some niggas questioning me about that, and they want to understand how Mary was demonstrating in front of her daughter how to manipulate a motherfucker, how to control a thirsty motherfucker, man, and how to be manipulated by motherfuckers. In that piece there, which is brilliant writing. I don't know if Mary included that herself. I don't know if Mary brought that, or if that was the actual writing and that came in the writing. But when Mary was like, told her daughter, like when the detective pulled up and Mary told her daughter, watch this, and went and clowned the nigga about popping up at the crib, and then made him stay outside. Then and if you will pay attention, Mary rejected him. Wow, she pretended to be rejecting him while still maintaining possibility. You feel me? Did y'all see that play in there? Like, by, you know, stay outside, threatening to take away the pussy, but not really taking away the pussy. Just really pulling on the reins, bringing them under control, making them worried about the pussy going away, making them off balance. Because, see, really, he probably had green light to pop up. See, that's part of the game. See, a bitch give you a green light to pop up and then flip the script on you right quick and then be like, nah, it ain't cool to pop up. I notice you taking advantage of what you think your rights and privileges is. You're not really my man, you hear me? That's that game. Woo, Mary brought that to the table for this, man. Let me tell y'all niggas, what Mary is doing to that policeman is some classic texted it book finesse player shit. Let me tell y'all something, man. Let me tell y'all niggas something, man. Any nigga listening to my voice out here right now, any niggas that may be in a scenario, where a bitch is fucking with some type of gangster that's in a pen, and she out here, and he in the pen, and you some little nigga, but the bitch got you around letting you fuck. You hear me? Don't you ever think, my nigga, you have no leverage of nothing. If her ability to function is based off of the nigga that's in the pen, and you just fortunate to get some pussy, man, you are in a dimension. If you willingly step into that dimension, you are beyond suckerism. Unless you are deriving some serious benefits from that. I'm talking financial, some type of super benefit. And even then, you feel me? But if you are not deriving benefit from that relationship, man, that is, nigga, that's that. Essence of trick bag, nigga. You is in the trick bag. But going back to this, watching Mary display that technique and totally disrupted the nigga. You see what she did to the detective. Even though this is all acting, she totally disrupted his countenance. He was looking forward to coming to see a bitch, to visit a bitch. And here is a bitch able to detach back and say, watch how I disrupt this nigga's thoughts and processes. And just scrambled his shit up with might take the pussy away. You hear me? With a check, with a mic check in there. You hear me? Now, the only way to defend against that type of shit, your only defense to that is a hard policy of not thirsty. Your only defense to anything is to not be thirsty. It's, you know what, and I'm going to say this, man. It is possible to deal with a bitch like her and make it to your benefit if you not thirsty. If you not thirsty, like, really, like, seriously, like, bitch, like, you know, like, that's the truth about everything, man. Like, it seemed like that's everything. Not thirsty. You're going to get the most, the most pussy available to you is through the path of not thirsty. Not thirsty. Not thirsty will save you to discriminate. To discriminate, bitches. To discriminate. To stand back and just be like, bitch, I'm judging and I'm discriminating. And I'm not moving. It's not thirsty. You feel me? Like, that's the only way you could defeat that. How, if you don't care about the pussy, how can it be threatened, taken away? It can't be taken away because you don't care. Like, you like, really, like, truth be told, truth be told, the coldest game you ever heard, nigga. Really, like, niggas never think of this, man, but really, you fuck a bitch 1, 2, 3 times. You fucked her 1,000 times, bro. You fucked her 1,000 times. Because that act lasts forever. So it don't matter how many times you fuck. Once you do it once, it is. So the thirstiness, if you was the master that, that's the essence of the game. That's the essence of everything. Now, in a real world situation, let's say that policeman facing Mary, young dude, clearly have the leverage. Clearly. This is an old bitch trying to hold on. You know, hard facts. reminding the bitch of that. Bitch, you lucky I'm talking to you, bitch. I'm bull on the pussy. Everything fucked up after that. Everything fucked up after that. That bitch should be trying to threaten to have motherfuckers kill you. And then if you ready to go the distance behind that and be like, bitch, send the killers, bitch. Let's do it. You really sending the killers because I ain't fucking with your old ass? Really? Fuck out of here. You know, like, everything is thirsty, man. Oh, my God. You could do so much if you was not thirsty. If you was not thirsty. So much. Yeah, man, I'm looking at power. And that was a beautiful scene. I'm sorry to stretch it out that long, but I just wanted to examine that particular piece. And then as power continued, 50 didn't let me down and gave me more soft porn. And I did not expect the basketball star nigga to fuck the older bitch, bad bitch teacher. You hear me? It's a lot of dynamics at play in power. He got like a lot of dynamics to niggas facing. Like, even in that scenario, the young nigga fucking the older bitch. And going forward in the future on power, I see that that's a situation a young nigga should be aware of right there, is when a older bitch kind of use you in a play on another nigga to inflict jealousy upon another nigga, and the other nigga might actually have the power to hurt you. You hear me? Listen to what I'm saying if you watch Power. You got an older bitch that's a bad bitch, just fucked a young basketball star, right? And the older bitch really got this other faculty motherfucker nose open, and she just shut him down on some pussy in this episode. But she fucked the young nigga, which you see is a clear play where she finna just let this other older nigga feel the jealousy of the younger nigga fucking. You feel me? With the future. So that's something else for niggas to be observing of, because a lot of young niggas find themselves in them scenarios where they get manipulated by an older bitch unaware. You feel me? Because the pussy be so great, man. You know what I'm saying? An older bitch got a couple of them tricks them young bitches don't be knowing, man. And then the next thing you know, young nigga head is fucked up, man. Especially if the old bitch got, you know, a lot of paper and she got a lot of, you know, she got, you know what I mean? And then, yeah, a young nigga get caught up and get manipulated. Well, let me tell you. I'm going to tell y'all niggas some story. I'm going to tell you a story. I'm going to do a divergent story, and I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you how an old bitch. This is cold game. Niggas ain't ready for this game, but I'm going to tell a story. All right. Y'all know the Ball Smack Topsoil was a substitute teacher, right? So, you know, the ball smack topsoil kind of came in up off of the streets and kind of started being a substitute teacher, you know what I'm talking about. So I came from hustling and started being a substitute teacher, you know what I mean it. And so, you know, I'm coming in there with a whole lot of, you know, player energy into the, you know, into the school district. So, you know, it's bad bitch teachers, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I admit I fucked around with quite a few teachers, man, and I should not have done that, man, because, you know what I'm saying? And the mistake that I made was, you know, the district that I worked in is not like no big district, you know, Linwood School District. It's not that big, man, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of elementaries, middle schools, 4-5 high schools, you know what I'm saying? And you think that sound big, man, but, you know, the Ball Smack Topsoil is famous, you know what I'm saying? Kind of, you know, it's just a real nigga teacher, you know, I'm going to be famous. So, you know, you're moving around, he's just famous. Everybody know you, man. Ain't no, you know, I think I could fuck with a bitch over here at this school and ain't nobody gonna know. And then they all, the bitches just found out. So, it's crazy. Anyway, Ball Smack Topsoil fucked with a bitch at the teacher. Right. Now, fucked with her maybe a year or two or something like that, and then it ended, but you know what I'm saying? You know how the game go, man. It's just, you know, I can't do a clean, even if I want to do it, even if y'all hear the Ball Smack talking, you know, even making a bitch fire herself, you feel me? And be like, look, you fired yourself, bitch. It don't matter. The Ball Smack is famous in the district. I suffered from, bro, like, so this, I'm finna tell y'all of a scenario I suffered because of this. Now, bitches, what I noticed from teacher bitches, man, and this is a dark thing, but I noticed this a lot. Especially with bad bitch teachers. Hey, man, they have a fan base, man. The bad bitch teachers probably have at least, I'm going to say what I noticed. A bad bitch teacher is going to have at least 50 to 100 little niggas in love with her. You understand me? And the ones that's in her class. You feel me? So then here's what happened. You know, man, these motherfuckers, man, these teachers, man, over time, the class is going and going and going, and they just, you know, they talk about everything damn near with their kids after a while. So pretty soon, it's, you know, that, you know, the Ball Smack Topsoil is my ex nigga over there. What? He what? What happened? We broke up. What? How could he? How could he? We love you. You feel me? So, here's what happened. One day, The Ball Smack Top Soil is way in Carson somewhere at a burger stand getting something to eat. And a little nigga comes in there, one of her former students. And the nigga has graduated from high school, but this is like a year later. And he's like, hey, whoop-de-whoop, you whoop-de-whoop, right? I'm like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, man, you used to go with Miss Whoop-de-whoop. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I did. And, man, you broke up with her? And now I'm on red alert now. I'm like, damn. I'm like, okay, I ain't got my strap on me. It's in the, you understand me? I'm like, okay, this little nigga blocking the dog. You gotta go to him to get okay. Man, how could you break up with her? Man, she bummed. I'm like, hey, bro, I don't even know you like that, man. You feel me? You getting whole emotional and shit, man. You understand me? And I ain't been there. And I don't know you, bro. Like, I seen you around, you hear me? But, you know, this is like some grown business, man. Like, you know, we going there right now. I'm just saying, man, you know. So I'm like, yeah, I feel you. So, I'm motioning toward the door. And now I'm kind of getting in my position. You know, because I'm going to get to the car to get to, the, you feel me? But that nigga got really emotional, man. You know what I'm saying? And so, I say that to say this. Young niggas, control your emotions out there. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, power, man. I like that. I'm observing that. Also, Tariq, I'm watching this, and a nigga asked me if I thought Tariq was like a sociopath because of his interpretation of the Prince. I don't think Tariq is a sociopath. You know what I'm saying? I think Tariq was dealing with circumstances that he was presented with and was trying to interpret reality based on his POV. I'm blowing up the mic. His point of view with limited information made him think that his father deserved to be killed. So after he killed his father and continued to move, he began to become aware of additional information and facts, right? And it's fascinating, this episode right now, where we at right now, because as he's dealing, this is very fascinating to me, as he's dealing with his mother, right? And he's realizing that as he's dealing with his mother, he's coming to realize that his mother is a bitch. And she's lying and doing different types of things that bitches do. And then he's beginning to see the world from his father's perspective and realize why his father had to move the way that he moved. And how he can't even trust his own bitch. He got to lie to his bitch. He can't tell his bitch the truth. He got to, everything is for the greater good, but you got to lie. You cannot just tell the fucking truth to bitches. It's impossible. It's impossible to tell the truth to bitches all the time. It's impossible, bro. It is impossible. It's impossible. You feel me? And then, see, Tariq come to grips with that. My mom's lying like a motherfucker. I gotta think three times ahead of my own fucking mama out here. See, I'm really enjoying this because, see, he's finding out. It's beautiful. It's good. It's a few flaws in there. I think it's a great mistake in trusting his white roommate. I always trip off of niggas trusting a white boy that want to be close to the real niggas, and you can't trust them like that because when they get popped, you know, Anyway, Tariq, it's beautiful, man. Only mistake he made was breaking his rule from drinking, which caused him greatly getting drugs. It's a whole lot of stuff going on, but I feel like Tariq is see, when I think about the Prince is just a beautiful book, man, because it get right to the point. It's not even that long and drawn out. It give you examples so you can understand how this motherfucker arrive at his different theories of how to deal with motherfuckers. And the Prince, I'm going to tell you, man, the Prince is the most important book. It's beautiful. It is. The Prince is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? It just outline what you need to do to survive in this world if you're going to have power, period. If you're going to have power, you have to follow. If you don't, and listen, here's the thing. A fascinating part about the Prince. Is the different characters that are presented in the Prince for examples. And I used to think that the best example in the Prince was actually Caesar Borgia. I used to think Caesar Borgia was the best example in the Prince. But no, I don't think it is. I think Moses is the best example. You know what I'm saying? Because Moses was inspired by God and he was armed. Period. You feel me? He provides some examples of some other popes that was gangster in there too, like Alexander the Sixth and Julius, I think Julius the Second, or I think that's it. I don't know. Julius II was the type of pope that was in front of the army with the sword type of pope, taking over shit, killing. Yeah! So, the Prince, man, beautiful, man. So, them tying the Prince with this, is I think is pretty dope. Yeah. Yeah, what else am I missing in here on power that I wanted to point out? Oh, two bitches. Tariq had the two bitches chose. He had an episode in this where the two bitches came in contact with each other. And because bitches have great perception, because he was chilling with a bitch and his phone rang and the bitch long range seen a name on his phone, so bitches is on that. So the one bitch knew the other bitch name already from that type of shit. So when the bitches encountered each other in the party and he had a two bitches encounter each other episode, I really like how they wrote in the script and had Tariq walk away with the badder bitch. I repeat, Tariq walked away with the badder bitch. And It's fascinating how Tariq is in a position that's similar to Ghost's position back in the days when Ghost had the option of picking a good bitch versus picking a slick bitch in Tasha, his wife. So see, right now Tariq is at a threshold where he got the slick bitch right here, and then he got the good bitch over here. He kind of leaning to the good bitch already, but you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a war of bitches in the further episodes coming up. So it's shaping up pretty good. I'm liking what I'm seeing. It's going to be a long time for it. They might not even have no more because all this corona shit. I don't even know how they're going to shoot that shit. But anyway, the boss, Mac Topsoil, is here for you, talking about it right now, man. Flowing and glowing, making it better for you, man, because I can. Check me out. All right. Did I have some more game that I wanted to examine? Yeah, that's about it. Oh, I saw the OnlyFans top 10 or some shit like that. I saw the OnlyFans top 10. It was, oof, man, the rich list, OnlyFans rich list. Damn, ridiculous. Black China, number one. OnlyFans rich list. Say the bitch is making 15 million pounds per month. I think that's what that symbol is. 15 million pound per month. Black China. That is wow. Bella Thorne, who scammed. She is making 9 million pound per month. Oh, Cardi B, 7 million pound per Tiger, 5 million pound per month. A known porn star, Mia Khalifa, who was trying not to be a porn star, 4.9 million pound per month. Erica Mena on her ass, 3.4 million pound per month. There's a lot of drop off in between that there. Pia Mia, I seen that bitch before. 1.7 million pound per month. Safari, 1.4 million pound per month. I don't even know who Megan Barton Hansen is, but she's making 800,000. Casanova. Pornography is paying. They are making bread on OnlyFans. Shout out to that. Yes. It's a trip out. It's just porn star culture. Porn star culture. All right. Let's do a reader listener email. Now, this is a difficult reader listener email, and let me do an observation because I had somebody hit me up. I think he said discuss. I don't even know my fucking phone is. He wanted me to speak on manhood. Manhood. And manhood. Speak on manhood. The only thing that come to my mind when I think manhood is foundation. The foundation. the foundation for everything. The foundation. You got to be the foundation, the rock. You know what I'm saying? You know, as close to God as possible. 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 You got to be the foundation of everything. Everything. All life. To me, manhood is life. It's life, bro. It's life. It's the foundation. It's life. And you got to be ready to die to protect that. Ready to die to protect it. Ready to die for it. Ready to die for it. That's what I think. The foundation. And be ready to die for it. You know, that's what I think. Like I think the game itself, the Mac game itself, pimping it all. To me, it all derived from the pursuit of manhood, from the pursuit of it. To hold it. That's what I think. Because going back to slavery, when niggas, you know, and the inability of niggas to protect their women from the white man, and how the white man, you know, desired the women. And we couldn't really protect them. And even now, it's hard. And I think everything derived from that, your ability to protect, to provide the foundation, to grow and thrive regardless. In spite of that, to be willing to die, to maintain it. That's what, to me, that's what it's about, man. That's manhood. That's why when you're a great man and you know it in your soul, when you know it, and you hitting on the, and you doing everything you're supposed to do, and you know it, you should be radiating great power. You should be at like bitches. You should have bitches. Bitches trying to bask in the light, man. They should be trying to bask in the light. But if you thirsty, you diminish the light. It's diminished. Because then you try to bask in the bitch's light. You basking in the bitch's light with your thirstiness. But if you wasn't thirsty and you doing everything you're supposed to do, and you're standing on these principles and you're ready to die behind some shit, you should be radiating such profound light to these bitches from the life, the manhood life that thrive through you, man, that automatically raise up. You know what I mean? But I think niggas diminish their manhood in many ways, though. They diminish it. It's diminished with fear. Not being willing to go the distance behind stupid shit. They get diminished with fear. It get diminished with thirstiness and a wasting of your substance. If you diminish yourself with too much pussy, if you spread yourself too thin, you busting too many nuts. Even watching porn and masturbation and all that shit, man, if you wasting nuts, you diminish yourself. You take away from your power. You take away. Technically, and I hate to say this to niggas, and this is a fucked up thing to say to niggas, and niggas really, you know. But fucking is really like for procreation. It's not really for nothing else. It's not, you know, it's really to make another human. So, literally, no matter what you say, you have to come to grips with the fact, like, you have to, like, when you bust a nut, that is a physical manifestation of your life force out. It's either going to make another human being or it's not. And if it going to a condom or on the floor or in a towel or on somebody's face, a bitch face, it's gone. It's like, you know what I'm saying? That energy is gone. Like, it was, that's it. It, you know what I'm saying? So you get like a trade-off. You get like a feeling of pleasure and then the loss of some of your life. But you don't see it like that, because you ignorant and you think I'm tripping right now telling you this shit. You like, this nigga is tripping. But that's facts. That's facts. Anyway, I was thinking about Delonte West. I saw some Delonte West footage. Delonte West popped back up looking bad as fuck. I bring up Delonte West because I want to remind niggas. We all have to serve somebody. You know what I'm saying? We all got to serve somebody, man. Everybody got to serve somebody. Everybody got some type of authority over them, man, that could fuck with you some type of way, man. And it is what it is. It's part of the world. We gotta deal with that. That's life. So when you move out here as a young nigga, my young niggas listening to me right now, when you move around out here, man, I want you to be thinking, man, I don't know where niggas be getting their ideas from, but all pussy ain't good pussy. And just because some pussy get thrown on your face and thrown on your plate, you ain't got to do it. A lot of niggas want that body count. But sometimes, man, you got to look and see. Delonte West, man. Why did he take down LeBron's mom? Was it because he secretly didn't like LeBron and was like, I'm getting him back? Was it because, oh man, she don't look that bad for an old bitch? Was it because he really liked her? Was it because she had some type of sexual deviant type tricks up her sleeve, caught him slipping? Was she cashing him out on the low? Either way, man, if you in a situation to where you got you got a bitch that want to fuck with you, and there is somebody attached to her, her son, brother, uncle, cousin, somebody that could fuck with you if they found out about this. And the chances are very, very, very high that they're going to find out about this. Come on, man. All pussy ain't good pussy, bro. You know, even if you feel tough, even if you feel like you tough, bro, do you want to incur additional enemies? Because there's something about the pussy that creates the most bitter enemies. Niggas are offended beyond belief behind the pussy. Whoever it is in their family. Anyway, Reader, listener, email. Now, here's a reader, listener, email. Now, this is some real shit, man. I hate to do this to niggas, man, but a lot of niggas going to face this because it's part of the game, and you're going to face this, and this is part of the game, and you're going to face this, and this is part of the game. As you fuck with bitches, this is going to happen to you, nigga. A nigga from Los Angeles writes to Ball Smack. He say, Ball Smack, bro, one of my side bitches died in a car accident and it fucked me up. The event seemed like it fucked me up with the rest of my bitches. It also seemed like it triggered a cascade of bad luck events in my life. Major car repair, house broken into, etc. You mentioned one of your ex bitches having a stroke and how it affected you. To keep it 100, I just really added this bitch to the rotation. It wasn't like I was even fucking with her that long. It's fucked me up, Boss Mac. How do you deal with this type of shit? Okay. This is a consideration for all y'all niggas that are about to begin and are currently in the process of adding bitches on the team, and niggas is out there hollering at bitches, meeting bitches, doing their thing. Let me tell you something, brother. Copping bitches, blowing bitches, firing a bitch, you know, a bitch not fucking with you no more, all that shit is one thing. But when a bitch die, that's some other shit. Or a bitch get very close to death, fucked up for life, all that shit is taxing. Let me speak on it. Bottom line, when you get out here and you get to interacting with bitches, most of the time when you fuck, but you can, through conversation, form a very powerful emotional tie with all these bitches, bro. And no matter what, these bitches is human, and you got to think about that as you meet and interact with bitches. These are spirits and humans, and you're forming these ties, these soul ties that are there. And they don't disappear. You know what I'm saying? They don't really you think they do, but they don't. And nothing can really, I mean, you know, and nothing reminds you of that is when a bitch died. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you say it fucked you up with your bitches. See, here's the thing, man. Like, once you become connected to a bitch, you got to think like this, man. This niggas really, y'all niggas really got to, you got to think like, when you fuck with your bitches, like, you got, so let's say you got like 3 bitches on the team, right? You fucking each one of these bitches, man. You connected to these bitches energetically, right? And all of y'all are feeling each other, whether you know it or not. Like, if you are in a rotation of fucking these bitches, these three bitches, like, these are the three bitches that you be fucking. This is what you do, like, these are the three bitches that you fucking, right? These are the ones that you fuck with, right? Y'all form like a collective, like, you know, like energy is, you know what I'm saying? And if a bitch die, that's gonna fuck you up. So it's gonna fuck up the other bitches too. Cause why are you fucked up? You feel me? A bitch died. You sad over another bitch? Like, so then that forces all that stuff to light. Even if you try to play it like it's one of my ex bitches from back in the day died. A bitch can see it. Man, listen to you. Listen to me, bro. Yeah, that'll fuck you up with your bitches. Cause they sense that, okay, you sad from a bitch. How's you sad from a bitch? I'm your bitch. See, you that shit disrupt all on multiple levels. Multiple levels. Multiple levels. Multiple levels, man. Multiple levels. So you gotta be thinking about that type of shit, man, as you do this. And you gotta think about that type of shit, bro. I think I'm gonna hold up right here. How much? One nigga talking, hour and 20 minutes. Y'all think that's enough? Anyway, man, Boss Mac Topsoil, man, y'all go stream the album, listen to the music, play it for your peoples, critique it, talk shit. Go in there and give me some comments. Say, Boss Mac, stick to just doing podcasts. Don't be releasing no music or whatever. Just do something. Just holler at the Boss Mac, man. I need y'all niggas to subscribe, review, share videos. Look out for a nigga, man. Niggas. You know, a nigga need a little bit of love out there, man. Seem like niggas don't fuck with the Boss Mac Topsoil, all this game a nigga putting out there for y'all niggas, man, so y'all can survive, nigga. So y'all could have it better than how I had it when I came through, huh? All right, y'all niggas. Yo.
Thank you for coming out. The Top Mac Nigga Show is a Boss Mac Industries production. Put your hands together for a special musical guest. I ain't gonna even say no name.